gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. A wonderful weekend. A great weekend to be outdoors, for that matter. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm Angelo Biola. He is Stephen Labadie, extraordinary technician.
Good morning. How are you?
Technician. Extraordinary.
Why are you saying that?
Unparalleled. Because you're having, I see you running around back there behind the...
Oh, no, I just made a phone call.
Oh, am I keeping you, like, is work starting to interfere with...
No, I just sent, I forgot to send the chat that we did to the fans. So I'm like, hey, Sam, here's the chat.
Derek Brandeo and Sam McKee at the board.
Yes.
This week. Wonderful. Just before we move on, I wanted to, no, actually we'll move on. Then I will want to. I've changed my mind. Just like that.
Sounds good to me.
I'm a little confused this morning. Did you notice?
Yeah.
Does it show?
You're always confused, so I'm not really taking any.
I want to remind folks, Monday. Tomorrow's Sunday.
Yes.
This is Saturday.
Yep.
So Monday will be the monthly draw.
Mm-hmm.
For the Mercury 9.9 motor
that yes.
we've been giving away every month for the last, I don't know, seems like forever now.
Yeah.
What this will be motor number 4?
Yes. Yes, because we started in March.
Motor number 4, and that will leave 5 to go after the Monday one. We're giving away 9 9.9s.
Yes.
Through this wonderful summer of 2019. It'll be a memorable one for a number of reasons, notwithstanding, of course, the 9.9s. Which I want to talk about right now. All you have to do is go to fishingcanada.com. That's Fishing Canada. A lot of people are saying to me, Stephen, I don't know, there are a lot of people saying, I go to that site and I can't get there.
It's pretty easy.
And I say, well, where are you going? Fishingcanada.com.
Hmm.
And I say, what are you typing up? What's the URL? Like, how are you going? What road are you taking? And they say, Fishing Canada. Uh-huh. And it's Fishin, Fishn, Fishn,
yes,
Canada.com. That's fishingcanada.com. You go there, you enter the contest, push the button, enter the contest. You fill out, you answer a skill testing question. If you don't know the answer, there is a hint button, and you will have the answer. Then you'll submit it, and you're in the drum. And the 15th of every month, from that day forward, we will be making draws right up until the 15th of December.
Yep.
Now, that on its own would make this a wonderful event.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest about it. But what's really wonderful about the event is that every 24 hours, you can drop in another ballot. Free of charge again. Doesn't matter how many you put in. They're all free.
Huh.
The more ballots you put in the drum, of course, the better your chances of winning. And after all, isn't that what life is all about? Regardless of what Timbit hockey teaches you, isn't winning really what we all want at
winning.
The end of the day? I want to win. You know?
We all want to win.
Yeah. So up your chances of winning. Go to fishingcanada.com. Drop a ballot in the virtual drum. Get as many as you want in there. In fact, Dave, I have it on good authority, Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
That there's going to be something very special for the person who puts the most ballots in the box without winning. The person at the end who has not won one of the 9 9.9s that we will have given away at that point, but the person with the most ballots in the virtual drum will actually win something really special, like really nice.
Very nice. I'm not going to ask what it is because we
extremely
said
extremely nice.
I asked you last time and you
well,
can't tell
I'm
anyone,
not in a
so.
Position. I can't divulge that at this point. And you keep asking me and I can't tell
That's
you.
That's why I'm not asking you again.
So don't try me. All right. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to trick me.
Yeah. To see what the hell's going on.
But then I would be liable because I've signed a
disclosure?
Document.
Disclosure agreement or whatever.
Yeah. But I can tell you something right now. Whoever puts the most ballots in the fishingcanada.com/mercury 9.9 great outboard motor giveaway.
Yep.
is going to be happy. Is going to walk away with something nice. So there you go. Go to fishingcanada.com. Take them all. It takes a minute, 56 seconds, by the way, to
that's,
do this.
That's easy.
That's just it.
Going, when
every
you're
day,
on the morning
I'm,
throne.
Think about it. If I said to you.
Yeah.
Right now.
Okay.
For the next, how many months we got left? 5 months of this contest, I think?
Sure, let's go with that.
For the next 5 months, if I said to you, listen, if you give me a minute and 56 seconds of your time every day, I will give you an outboard motor. If I don't give you an outboard motor, but you give me that 1 minute and 56 seconds every day, I'm going to give you something nice.
Possible.
What would you say?
I would be all over that.
Exactly. Hello.
You know, morning coffee or on the morning throne.
Whatever.
Know,
what, hey, we don't need to get personal.
I'm just saying.
All right. Anyways, fishingcan.com. Check it out. It's the Mercury 9.9. Great outboard motor giveaway. We've got another five after this one Monday. Monday is the closing date for number four, correct?
So Monday at 3.
Monday at 3. So you need to get in there right now. Get it in today, tomorrow, and Monday. They can also put a ballot in Monday.
Yeah, until 3.
Hmm. Speaking of something nice and winning things, good mm-hmm. stuff, the Great Ontario Salmon Derby leaderboard for this week. This is week two?
Three? Yes.
Two.
Week two.
Week two.
Started last week.
Guess who's leading the board this week after 2 weeks?
Who?
15-year-old Carrie-Anne Gagnon.
Oh.
From Montreal.
Very nice.
Because this contest is open to all residents of Canada.
Very cool.
Including Quebec. That. Right? Anyways, 15-year-old Carrie-Anne Gagnon from Montreal is the great grand prize leader of the Great Ontario Salmon Derby. Carrie-Anne was aboard Derby-registered Homewrecker Charters. And who doesn't love to be on the Homewrecker Charters? That is one fun boat, I can tell you right now. Homewrecker Charters,
man.
With Captain Sean Banks in out of Newcastle. Not far from here.
Yeah.
Newcastle, Ontario. A pleasant little town. Very nice. Yeah. So anyways, so Carrie-Anne was on that boat, and she caught a 32.50. Let me do the calculation. That's 32 and a half pounds. 32 and a half pounds Chinook.
Holy
attacked
moly.
Her Allure Jensen Cyclone Flasher. Now, this I don't understand. So she's using this Allure Jensen Cyclone Flasher. By the way, an atomic fly was attached to the end of the fly. Because as you know, flashers are just that. They're an attractor.
They just flash people.
They don't have a hook or a bait on it. You have to tie one on.
Yeah.
And so Carrie-Anne Gagnon from Montreal, who is the current leader of the Great Ontario Salmon Derby, she caught it with the Cyclone Flasher, but the interesting story there is that the Cyclone Flasher from Allure Jensen was just introduced this week.
Oh.
At ICAST.
So
in Orlando.
I'm guessing the 15-year-old went up there and
I have no idea.
Bought some stuff and came
somebody
down.
Somebody knows somebody who knows somebody.
That's interesting. Very cool.
She says here that 800 feet of line screamed off the line counter reel before the Chinook slowly surrendered and turned around and started coming back. 800 feet, that's a long run, man.
Yeah.
Carrie-Anne, I think, if she hasn't been told already, perfect age, 15. I mean, she's got, I don't know when she's going to turn 16, but soon. So she'd better start taking driving lessons because... if things stay the same, she could be the winner of the 2019 new Toyota 4Runner that she's going to win.
Imagine that. A 15-year-old winning a brand new car.
That'd be cool. But, you know, there's 5 weeks still left to go. So there's a lot of fishing to be had. Let's be honest about it. But still, good for her. 15-year-old Carrie-Anne Gagnon from Montreal is the current leader for the Great Ontario Salmon Derby. If you want the complete results from week two, all you have to do is visit greatontariosalmonderby.ca while you're there. And if you have not done so already, why don't you enter the event itself? And once you enter, you might, you know, really force yourself to go out and participate. Anybody who doesn't go out salmon fishing during this summer, this beautiful summer, doesn't take advantage of the great fishery that we have out there, well, shame on you. And if you don't enter the Great Ontario Salmon Derby, double shame. Shame on you. Are you going out this year?
I might.
There you go.
I don't know yet.
Otherwise, shame on you.
Shame on me.
GreatOntarioSalmonDerby.ca. GreatOntarioSalmonDerby.ca. I mentioned ICAST only because this is a very strange week for me. This is the first time in 32 years that I have not been in attendance at ICAST. ICAST, of course, is the largest international bait, tackle, fishing, boating, anything to do with what we love to do. It's the biggest show of its kind.
Yeah,
it's in Orlando, and I've always gone, and I didn't go this year.
Why is that?
I wish I had a real, you know, I'd like to come back with something really
funky. I could tell the
funky,
pause. You're trying to make
something
up.
Really funky to tell you. The truth of the matter is, I just wanted to take a week off.
Nice.
Yeah. So I did.
No wonder I didn't see you all week.
Oh, yeah. I've been languishing around my, at the castle. The Countess and I have been languishing around her.
You're fixing the drawbridge, right? You had to fix that.
What do you call that?
The moat?
The moat, yeah. That's where we swim.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't put a pool in the castle.
Well, it makes
the
sense.
The villagers kind of fall in. It's a whole story.
Oh, okay. Something to tell the other day, like next week or something.
Yeah. Did I mention? Yes, I did. July 15th is the next draw, Monday morning for the 9.9. Don't forget. In the news, Ontario Provincial Parks are offering free day use. Free day use. Everything's free.
What's with free nowadays?
I know. Free fishing, free this, free that. Free day use of an Ontario Provincial Park. You pick your park, you just look in the book, the park book, and you say, I'm going there, and I book it July 19th, and it's free.
You have to book it? Or can I just, cause like.
No, I think you have to. Well, that's a great question.
Cause like, I'm close to Algonquin Park. I might just go up there and start fishing.
There you go. Cause that would be the greatest value. If you're looking for the greatest value for the freebie, probably Algonquin.
It's like, I think it's like a 20-minute drive from my trailer. So.
Oh, that's right. The trailer. How's the trailer? Last weekend you went to the trailer?
Yes.
Yeah. And how's the folks, the trailer folks?
They're good. We went fishing. My cousin actually went fishing, first time fishing, caught a pike and a muskie. The muskie bit the pike. First time ever.
Were you guiding that expedition?
Kind of, yeah.
Well, there you go. There's a good reason why he caught.
Yeah, obviously. I wouldn't say that, but.
anyways, this is a celebration of healthy parks, healthy people. And it's a great time to try a new park. It's what they're encouraging folks, right?
Oh.
This would be a perfect time to go to another park you've never been to, but always wanted to. But, of course, the $20 that it costs you to go has been holding you up.
Yeah.
So now.
It's free.
It's free. That's the 19th of July. Absolutely free. And you could also fill the car with family and friends and have a picnic.
Let's get a bus.
Yeah, it's all free. The whole bus.
Yellow bus and, you know, go down there.
More information about this wonderful free extravaganza, go to www.ontarioparks.com.
Very nice.
How wonderful is that? From Chilliwack, B.C., on the Fraser River. There's something in our drinking water because everybody this year is claiming new records. A Calgary angler caught an 11-foot sturgeon, which may be a new world record. Did you know that?
No.
Mm-hmm. It may be because, of course, like all sturgeon on the Fraser River, all sturgeon in Canada, period, it was released alive because you can't kill sturgeon. It's illegal. So this was a live release. And because it's a live release, an accurate measurement and weight, of course, was not possible. So I guess this fish, which was estimated at 600 pounds and over 100 years of age, was put back in the drink, and nobody really knows whether it was a new world record or not. It's pretty. I mean, I could make that same claim 100 times if I wanted to.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Every time I go out.
Just like.
I do have somebody coming on the program who has some picture evidence, some visuals, some actual evidence of giant sturgeon being caught on the Fraser River.
Who?
I can't tell you. It's a surprise.
Oh.
All right. But anyway, so this fish was estimated at 600 pounds and 100 years of age. Live release, good for him for live releasing, first of all, but he had no choice. But apparently the fish jumped 10 to 15 feet in the air.
Wow.
Could you imagine a fish that big, 11 feet, jumping?
That's crazy.
Anyways, I know they're big out there. I've been out there several times. I've seen big, gigantic fish on the Fraser River. Who else? Guests. We need to talk about guests.
Yes.
I'm a little off this morning.
Yeah, you are. I can tell.
Well, I've been off, right? Hanging out at the castle. Yeah. You kind of, it's you languish around there.
Sun tanning, you know.
Special guest this week. I told you I was not at ICAST, but doesn't mean I don't have my people down there.
It's true.
Maybe my peeps aren't checking stuff out for me and letting me know what's going on. David Chong from Aurora Bassmasters and National Pro Staff was there. Of course, he's you listen to the program, you know David is a tournament angler extraordinaire. I compete against him each year on the B1, and he kicks my butt each year. But that's okay. Still, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
You know? He's down there reporting, so he's going to give us a full detailed account of what I missed at the ICAST this year. Former Toronto Maple Leaf, Chris King, now a senior vice president of Ontario Hockey Operations for the NHL, will be joining us. And he may have a thing or two to say about the Fraser River and giant sturgeon. I don't know. But he's a northern boy from Hornpain. Loves the outdoors, loves to fish, and we're going to have him on the program. I want to know what he does all summer long, because he vacations. I know they get something like 6 months off.
Oh, imagine that.
These senior executives with the NHL. Apparently, they do nothing all summer except fish and hang out.
I would love that.
Yeah, so we'll find out. Then we're going to go fish in Ontario, and we're going to some mighty big water. We're going north of Lake Nipigon and Lake Superior. We will be joined by Ian Brennan from North Superior Charters, who's going to talk to us about a very unique fishery, an incredible, and I dare say a bucket list product. They have three camps that they operate in that part of the world. They'll talk to us about all the species available, including salmon, trout, northern pike, bass, walleye, et cetera, and more. That's Ian Brennan will join us. Keith Beasley, our good friend from Canada in the Rough, will be on the program. I think he is in between shoots, so I want to find out what's going on. The only time I ever get a chance to talk to Keith is on this very program live.
Yes.
Keith Beasley will join us from Canada in the Rough. All right, we've got a lot of ground to cover, but first we have to take a quick break. More Journal After This. Don't you dare go away.